right, back with more on the program. I'm going to switch gears now. I'm going to talk with State Senator Doug Erickson. He represents the 42nd Legislative District up in the Whatcom County area, but Doug's pretty prominent in state politics as well. And we have him on today to talk about this call that he has for legislative hearings on the Custer derailment back in December. You may have recalled about this this derailing that happened up in Whatcom County, and then all sorts of issues. Fortunately, nobody was hurt, but it turns out this could have been some sabotage involved, and Doug Erickson, among some others, is calling for some look-see into what's going on there. So, Doug, thanks for coming on this afternoon. Tell us, I guess, what your thought process is in this, and that this is, I mean, people in our area may be saying, well, yeah, that's up in Whatcom County. Why should we care in Port Angeles?
Well, yeah, thank you so much for having me on. I'm a great fan of the Port Angeles area. My mother is a Port Angeles high school graduate back in the day, so I always loved getting up there to the area. But just a quick little bit of history here. So my legislative district in Whatcom County, we have two oil refineries located in my district, and we accept quite a bit of crude oil right now by rail. Very difficult to build a pipeline, so it comes in by rail. They're trying to limit the number of ships, so again, rail becomes the option to get it in here. We did have a derailment back in January, and at that time, many people thought it looked rather suspicious. The location where the derailment happened was on a very straight, flat, level piece of property. Some experts in the field from the union that represents the train workers, other experts thought this looked a lot like sabotage. Okay. So we've been waiting, and the National Traffic Safety Board has been taking a look. The FBI has been looking. They've been looking for a long time, and now the experts not in the government are coming out again and saying, yeah, they really believe it was sabotage that occurred. And so I believe we need to have hearings at the state level, take a look into what actually happened up here in Whatcom County, find out if sabotage, as I refer to it, economic or domestic terrorism, to try to take out a crude by rail train. And we need to find out. And if it does appear to be sabotage or terrorism, we need to take stronger steps as a legislature to hold these people accountable. Just recently, we had two individuals who sabotaged the rail lines here trying to derail a crude-by-rail train. They were taken into custody and released. That shouldn't be happening when people are taking actions that could put the life, the safety, the health of individual citizens and also our environment at risk.
Yeah, and rolling the clock back into just our area, we had the Earth First protesters spiking trees and logging areas. I mean, this is something that's gone on in the past. A lot of folks may say, well, what can the state do legislatively that, isn't already on the books?
Well, there are a few things that we can do. And yes, and I remember very well the tree spiking, what was going on there with those radicals. We had, unfortunately, it happened in my district also. I'm also a big timber area. Up here in Whatcom County, we just had the Deming Log Show up in Deming, Washington, a huge success if you're ever in the neighborhood.
It's a great show, by the way. Go ahead.
come on by. Wonderful people, great show. But what we can do is we can hold not only the individuals responsible who conduct these acts, but if they're working with an organization directly that funds them, that helps them commit these types of crimes, I think we should hold those groups accountable also. So if you're a third-party donor to these organizations that's promoting training, assisting people, whether it be any types of economic or environmental terrorism, those people should be held accountable. So I've actually introduced legislation that would say that we can hold those groups accountable for treble damages for the damage that they cause. I've introduced legislation on this in the past, and of course, I'm a Republican. My good friends across the aisle screamed and shouted that I was against trying to make it illegal to protest. Nothing could be further from the truth. I firmly believe in our rights to peacefully gather and protest, but at the same time, you don't have a constitutional right to prevent me from doing my job that's legal here in this country. So we need to have balance and protections for people here in our country, and we need to take a firmer stance against all acts of violence like this and acts of economic terrorism.
How would they say, you look at trying to find different ways to investigate these issues as well? Is that part of what needs to happen?
Well, I think we need to investigate them faster. I think it's absolutely amazing that the FBI has plenty of resources under the current Department of Justice to go after people, every Trump supporter who was in Washington, D.C. on January 6th, but they somehow don't have the resources to go after the people of Antifa and other violent groups that were burning down our cities in Seattle and Portland and other places, damaging small businesses and making them basically no-go zones for the average citizen. I think we need to apply the same level of effort to going after those people that my good friends in the Democrat Party are applying to, going after a person who had a Trump hat who happened to be within 100 miles of Washington, D.C. on January 6th.
Back to your legislation, you know, you talk about, I think it's obvious when we talk about sabotage, you know, spiking a tree or doing some of this rail stuff. When we talk about economic, though, terrorism, if you will, where do you draw the line? I mean, how do you define that?
Well, that's a great question. I really appreciate you asking. I'm glad we got the time to go into this in a bit more depth. So the legislation that I introduced actually is modeled off of federal legislation when it comes to an abortion clinic. I happen to be a pro-life individual, but there's federal laws in the books that say you have the right to protest an abortion clinic if you want to, but you cannot impede, you know, a person's ability to go into that abortion clinic to, you know, do whatever they want to do. So that's the key factor here. So when it comes to economic terrorism, I don't believe that you have the right to go out and block access to a logging camp, for example, or active logging organization, a harvest that's going on. You don't have the right to prevent people from going into a bank. You don't have the right to block a freeway to try to shut down our economy. You don't have the right to block the railroad tracks. That's not a right of protest. That's criminal action. And here in Washington State, under Jay Inslee and Bob Ferguson, they have refused to go after people who block roads, who block the railways, who prevent individual citizens from being able to exercise their constitutional rights to earn a living and take care of their family. So that's where I draw the line. Protest all you want. Do it legally. Do it to harm another person's ability to conduct their constitutional rights. So then I'm great with it. But if you say you're going to go out there and act and use violence, or if you're going to prevent me from being able to get into my place of employment so I can't make money and take care of my family, that's not acceptable.
Doug, before we run out of time, chances of this getting anywhere? You know, it's an uphill battle. You're in the minority right now, certainly. What do you think?
Well, there's two different things here. One is I'm hopeful that Republicans and Democrats, Independents, Green Party, I don't care what you're with, we'll come together and say, we do not tolerate, we will not accept acts of violence like sabotaging rail trains and spiking trees or other types of acts like that. So let's do that first and just come together and say, we will not tolerate this in Washington State. And then we can get to work on the penalties for blocking roads and preventing other people from doing activities that stop me from being able to live my life and exercise my constitutional rights. So hopefully we'll get somewhere with that. I've heard from some Democrats who agree. You know, in politics, many average Democrats walking the street totally agree with me. Hopefully they'll soon become Republicans. But we'll see what happens.
All right. Doug Erickson, great to hear from you. And stop by next time you're in town, all right? That's Doug Erickson, Senator up in the 42nd Legislative District.